And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC. This is a special edition presented by Investors Bank. And as we mentioned at the opener, as the world deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, executives at Investors Bank will be sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. Unfortunately, everyone has been deeply affected by the life-changing realities caused by COVID-19, and many businesses will benefit from the practical financial information about moving forward in a drastically different way. And of course, we now give a special welcome back to the program, Michael McIntyre, Head of Business and Government Banking. Michael, thank you so much for joining me here on this special edition of Mind Your Business.
Yes, Chuck, thanks for having me. Great to talk to you again.
Yes, same here. Unfortunately, it's not under the conditions that we'd love to be together. In fact, we're not even sitting across the table as we've done so many times before. Let's all pray that those days return very soon. Yeah, you know, Michael.
Same here.
Yeah.
Well, I hope to see you one day, a lot sooner rather than later.
Yes, amen. We'll say amen to that. Yes, we all. Now I'm going to turn to some of the tips and advice that really perhaps you could share. You know, what is Investors Bank doing to assist small business customers who may be struggling now that their companies have been forced to shut down during the pandemic?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of my bankers are home as well, right? We've kind of did a shelter in place ourselves. And so many of my bankers are doing outbound calling every day to their customers, their prospects, checking in with them, making sure that they're okay, getting a sense from them as to, you know, how impacted they are with their business today, and you know, what their pain points are, what are they experiencing in terms of the impact to their businesses. And what we're telling our customers and our prospects are is, number one, get their paperwork ready. Be ready for the government programs that are coming down the road beginning on Friday. As you know, the House passed the law this past week. And we tell our customers that we will be there for them. You know, this is an opportunity for us to really demonstrate the value of what Investors Bank is, you know, to the communities that we serve.
Now, Mike, in previous conversations that we've had on the show, yourself and other executives have talked about the importance of communication. I mean, how much more so is that critical in times like these?
The first thing we've told all of our customers in the last week is, do you have your mobile number on your online banking platform with Investors Bank? Because number one, we want to be able to reach out to you in non-conventional ways. We want to reach out to you by text, by email, by voice. And so we're making sure that we have all of the contact details for our customers that are current and are able to be used today. So we make sure that all of our customers, not only do we have their address, we have their email address, we have their cell phone. We've encouraged all of our customers to make sure that they have online banking so they can see and view all their accounts. They can direct some of their own transactions as opposed to having to go to a branch for that. And then lastly, making sure that they have the mobile number and the work email of their bankers that they work with. We've discovered, you know, in the last week or so that when we have a customer that has all of their contact details current with us, we're able to give them a much better level of customer service these days.
Mm. You know, now if we could talk about, thank God, recently President Donald Trump signed the federal stimulus program, which assists banks as they strive to help, you know, their business customers. What may you, perhaps you could share with us as it applies directly to small business owners, the benefits of the federal government's stimulus package?
So the stimulus package is a moving target. So I'll give you the best information that I have as of today.
Mm-hmm.
The House passed this past weekend a $2 trillion stimulus package. Within that stimulus package, there is a $350 billion small business assistance package, which is meant to help business owners meet the payroll and benefit needs of their employees. And the program is actually called the Paycheck Protection Program. And this is essentially meant for companies that have less than 500 employees. And these loans can be used to fund payroll, interest payments on commercial properties, rent payments, payments on utilities. It allows business owners to borrow up to 2.5 times their monthly payroll. And this program is available through the end of June of 2020. And depending on certain milestones being met by the customer in terms of retaining jobs, a portion of these loans may be forgivable by the government. And so there is quite a bit of interest by customers today to learn more about that program. And so we continue to educate our customers as to what these programs will look like. And as we get more guidance from the SBA, we bring that information to our customers.
Now, Michael, as a small business owner myself, what is your recommended advice, the best way for me to do my banking at this time? And of course, you touched on it before. Perhaps you can elaborate.
If there was ever a time to be online and do your banking online, it's now. So whether it be depositing a check or being able to print official checks if you're in the legal space, taking advantage of all of the technologies that are available to you, from online banking to the ability to apply for credit online, making sure that you're mobily engaged with your bank is a key driver, whether it be with your app or through the PC or desktop. Making sure that you're taking full advantage of your bank's respective technology is a key driver towards being successful in these times.
Now, Michael, before I let you go, you're not an old guy, but you have a lifetime of experience. All right, that's my opener to this question. I mean, none of us have ever experienced anything like this. I'm not going to ask if there's any playbook, because there isn't. However, that said, you have a lifetime of experience. Perhaps you could share something that you've seen, or a mentor of yours that you say, you know what, the advice that person gave me is so apropos during these times.
You know what's funny? I think I told you I'm an adjunct professor at St. Francis College in downtown Brooklyn as well, and I've taught history about the financial crisis from 2008 in several courses that I teach there. And what I find myself doing now is reading the biography from Henry Paulson, which was called On the Brink. And there's a lot of parallels to what happened in 08 versus today. And I think what I've learned this time is to be calm, right? We're going through extreme change right now. We have very little certainty in terms of what's happening both here in New York and the world for that matter. And so rather than being reactive and perhaps making a poor decision, I find myself being much more deliberate and thoughtful and making sure that I have as much input in any decisions that I make today than I ever had in the past. So I'm much more introspective. I'm thinking a lot more, and I'm also thinking bigger picture. And if I'm a business owner right now, I'm probably in a really tough spot. And we have a tremendous amount of uncertainty. But I can tell you that the government response thus far is much further along today than it was during the last crisis. And I'm confident that the banks are much stronger today than they were 12 years ago. And I'll tell you this much, we're going to get this together. There'll be some bumps in the road, but I'm very confident that the banking community, the government, and our customers, we're going to pull through this together. We're going to collaborate together. We're going to help each other out. We're going to share information. We're going to provide the best decisions possible to support our customers and our communities. And I think hopefully 6 months from now, we're in a much better place.
That's Michael McIntyre, Head of Business and Government Banking at Investors Bank. Michael, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It's great to talk to you. Be well.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.